every time I want to wash my fucking ass, there's hair in the goddamn shower. What? Rashawn, what the?
Why? Why are you complaining?
No, there's hair in the shower. I asked you to do dishes. Still got the goddamn dishes
babe,
in the sink.
Babe, it's, I know you it's just calm a spoon. Down. You
don't
no,
nobody eat that yo, much cereal.
Babe, you just gotta breathe.
I'm not trying to breathe. I'm trying to wash my butt.
My gosh, I understand, but babe, you really gotta just take some time. Focus.
No, I don't want. I want to focus on washing my ass.
Okay, I get it, but you gotta focus. This stuff I can't control. My hair. Okay,
you can control all that.
Yes, you can. I know I can, but still, like you also gotta be able to breathe. You can't let me take you out of your element. Come on, babe. Come on. I do this at least once a week. Breathe.
Yeah, you leave hair in the shower once a week.
I know. Okay, but I gotta wash. Okay. Look, just breathe. Sing this to yourself at least once a week.
Say what? I'm sing. Gonna fucking
it's,
sing.
It's, look, look. It's called "I Feel Pretty."
I don't feel pretty.
But you will feel pretty feel after you sing this, babe. Look, it's I'm all baby. About. Come on. We gotta do this together. Come on. I feel pretty. Come on.
What is it? Come on.
Here's the lyrics. Okay. Here we go. Ready? Let's go. Yeah. Here we go.
I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty.
Oh, so pretty.
I feel pretty yes. and witty
yes.
and gay.
And you are gay, yes.
And I pity any girl who isn't yes. me today. What the fuck? Why am I reading this? This is dumb.
Come on, get into it.
I feel charming.
Yeah, you charming.
Oh, so charming.
God damn it.
It's alarming how charming I feel.
Yes, you feel.
And so pretty that I hardly can believe I'm real. See the pretty girl in the mirror there.
Pretty girl.
Who can that attractive girl be?
Be?
Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such pretty. A pretty smile, such pretty, a pretty, pretty me.
Pretty, 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 pretty you, baby.
I feel pretty.
Yes, you pretty.
Oh, so pretty.
Goddamn pretty.
I feel pretty and witty and gay.
Yes. No, yes. No, you got to get into
this
it.
This doesn't make me feel bad.
Yes, you will, but you a bad bitch.
No.
Bad bitch energy.
Fucking, I'm not,
you
no,
that pretty. You that
this
nigga and wiggle and dream.
Yo, can you just get
I'm
the Drano?
I'm intrigued. Yeah, let me get the Drano.
Okay, goddammit.
Look, there's certain things you can control. There are certain things you can't control, but...
You can control keeping your fucking six-year-old dreadlocks out
first
of
all, you did not just call my dreadlocks young, though. Like, how dare you? Like, okay, I'm struggling. And
cool.
They're beautiful.
Yo, you have your own, like... detachable dreadlocks growing in the shower right now.
Oh, look,
at least I hope it's dreadlock.
Yeah.
Hair
oh my gosh.
Else.
Okay. La, wolf pussy. Okay. Get it
yo,
together.
What's good, y'all? It's the Entangled Podcast. It's your second favorite host
yes.
because your first is coming up. Look yes. at that. Y'all see how I did that yeah. shit? I'm smooth as fuck. Who gonna clap the
he
cheeks
wants
tonight?
Some nanny today.
I'm gonna
that's
clap
all
the
that
cheeks
is.
Tonight. Mm. Who finna clap them cheeks tonight? I'm finna clap
see,
them
look
cheeks
at him.
Tonight.
You knew what it was up. You knew what was up. Stop. Who making macaroni and cheese? Stop this.
I hope that. Why does clapping cheeks sound like sucking something? That's not what.
Because the way anatomy.
Okay. Anyways, it's your second favorite host. The most wonderful known as Teddy. And right next to me, I have my brilliant and beautiful and wonderful and hairy co-host.
Oh, what's up? In the flesh with my hairy ass. What's up? It's Rashawn. Rashawn the Don in his B.
In his B. That was all teeth.
Stop. Dog, first of all.
In his B.
You know I struggle.
So today we coming to talk to y'all about anger management. I'm an angry motherfucker.
Nickel. Yeah.
Nickel. Maybe sound like an angry 60-year-old man.
Look,
from North
I am.
Philly
I am
wearing
reincarnated.
A
kangle
yes. In a leather suit.
And I drink heavy whiskey and
heavy
bourbon.
Whiskey.
I have my bound leather books.
And I'm in the man's choir at the church.
Oh, yes. Okay.
OD deep notes.
Come on now. Hallelujah. You'll catch me at the cigar lounge.
Hallelujah.
Stop. You're not going to talk about my granddad's like
wow, shots. But yo, so how do you cope when you're frustrated with me? Especially because we live together. How many? I'm really curious. I'm curious as to how many of our listeners live with their significant other
yeah.
or have, because the shit's hard. It's a constant challenge every day. But it's also like when you're able to accomplish this, I mean, especially us, we live in a studio apartment. When you're able to, or you're just
looking at the person as you're peeing.
Yeah, and I'm like, and that other person pee on you and then light you on fire in
the bed, and they're just like, "Oh, you're peeing too hard. I can hear it." Like, no, I don't.
I heard the pee splash back. Right, onto right. The are
you
having? Seat.
You want to go to a urologist? Like, I can hear like there's issues. There's like hesitation.
You gotta let that pass. Your, get that kidney stone. Yeah,
yeah. Ah, drink more water. Right. But all up in each other's business.
But like, I'm curious as to how people are able to manage when you have to share your space with your significant other and you have so many different, not values, that's not the word, but like, I guess.
Just systems, like morals and systems, like the way you do things. Like, I think we talked about it like earlier this weekend. Is this your first time living with, I don't think I ever asked you that. Is this your first time living with a significant other?
I've never lived with a significant other.
Shit.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I popped that cherry. Shit. Okay. That was a bad pop sound.
There we go.
There it is. Pop goes the weasel when the weasel go pop.
Bars. No, I've never lived with a significant other. Never. I mean, I've also only been in 4 relationships.
Mm.
So one of those was a long distance, so that wasn't possible. Yes. And the other one, like, was in college. Mm. So, like, no.
Right, right.
And the other one, actually, the first one was also in college, too. And, like, she went to a different school. So, no, it's not possible. No,
yeah.
Have you?
This is actually my second merry-go-round. And the second time around is actually a lot better.
I really like to ride the horse on the merry-go-round. The one that, oh, that's not what we're talking about.
No,
sorry.
No.
So what was it, like, what was some of your pet peeves when you lived with your previous relationship?
Shit. Uh-oh. So, my pet peeves while in a relationship or while living with someone in a relationship?
While living with somebody.
All right. Well, I'm not on good terms with this person, so I don't give a shit about me badgering this person. But, shut up. So, let me see. Things I did not like while living with another person. Me coming out being bisexual was really difficult with the other person because they always thought that I was out to sleep with all people, all sorts of people.
Listen,
I couldn't bring any of my male friends over because it felt like there was some some sexual tension between my male friends and I.
Dave Chappelle said he said the gay men and then the lesbians all look at bisexual people like, ugh, you just nasty.
Yes, exactly.
You
like,
just fucking everybody, huh?
I'm just out here just like, fuck monogamy. Like, oh, I'm just going to be in a relationship with you and just say, fuck you, I'm sleeping with everybody. Or I have intentions with sleeping with everybody. But I'm like, if I'm in a relationship with you, like, I don't understand why there's an issue. But it's, you know, it's just battling insecurities. Also because I have like grown up in a military household, like there's just certain things that I like in a particular order. Like I like to have my dish soap under the sink. I would like to have the toilet seat down when I finish using the restroom so that it doesn't splash and hit my toothbrush. I don't know how it does it, but I've heard of science, whatever. Do certain things.
So some of the larger things were insecurities.
Yes, but like, yes, but you're in each other's spaces on a consistent basis, and there's just little pet peeves that were just frustrating as well.
But I mean, but the insecurity is not a little pet peeve. That's something major. Like I think in every relationship that I've been in, the biggest pet peeve has been not that, like I mean, similar to your situation of being bisexual, but I just have a very large number of women friends. And so that made a lot of people, that made every relationship I've ever been in insecure. Every woman I've been in a relationship with insecure because they felt like I was sleeping with all of them. Because I'm a very like physical, touchy, feely person.
Yes, you are.
And so like, yes, I kiss all my friends on the cheek, male or female.
I had to learn that.
But like... You know, I pick my female friends up. I like swing them around. Like I don't know. I just love embracing and showing love. And so a lot of the women that I've been in relationships with were very insecure with that.
Yeah.
And so like kind of got heated and would cause a strain on the relationship. So insecurity is like a major piece, but I think to zone in on like the smaller, like minute struggles of being in a relationship and living with somebody, little things like you said of just having, I want my soap on the, like, mm-hmm. you know, above the sink and want my soap above the sink, right. You want it below, or I just want shit to stay where it was instead of...
I remember putting my shoes here in a particular manner.
And I want and them to stay exactly there.
They're in a closet in this uniform manner. Like, what's going on? No.
It's not about being in a uniform manner. Or I want my phone charger here at all times.
Yes.
Like, so that I know where it is. And if I need to charge my phone, I can just plug it in.
Keep it under the bed to, like, for a certain reason.
Look for it or anything. Like... little things that start to cause a strain aren't insecurities, but it's like, yo, nigga, this is how my shit should be. And then the partner's like, nah, nigga, this is how my shit should be. Mm-hmm. And so can cause like a constant battle of being in a relationship. And then you get angry.
Yeah.
From like all those.
Because it builds up. It just starts welling.
So how do you handle that?
When it starts welling like that, like I have to pull the person to the side and talk to them in a respectful manner. And it becomes a teaching environment rather than, like, me blowing the fuck up. Because I think it was yesterday, you were like, hey, you should, like, arrange the dishwasher like this. Don't put all your fucking pots and pans here, blah, 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 blah. Like, when you create a teaching environment and you talk to them in a respectable manner, like, shit gets across to them versus, like... you know, you let it build up. You know what? I'm tired of all this ketchup not being stored properly. You know you keep the hot sauce in the fridge. Like, how but am I supposed to know also, that when you never really sat down and explained this to
but
me?
But the other person has to be ready to receive that. Like, people, you can give feedback at any point, and you can teach. It can always be a teachable moment. But if the person you're trying to teach isn't ready to be taught,
right.
then they're going to take it as an attack.
Yeah.
And so... like, how do you gauge, oh yeah, this person might be ready for me to show them, like, this is a better way to do this.
I tell you, I'll pull out the hot sauce and it says, after opening, it should be refrigerated with your dumb ass, okay? Reading is fundamental.
Ooh, but who's the reader? Shots.
I am not the reader, but need help on your taxes? I got you, boo.
Crunching them numbers, my nigga. But like... so what were some other like struggles in previous relationships and how did you manage those? Like, cause I think honestly, I never really managed with having so many friends that are women, and being so physical with them. I don't think that's something that changed.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I moved away from everybody, so it's not as often,
sheesh.
But
so did I.
I don't think when my friends come around, I still, you know, do the same thing and kiss them and hug them and, you know, do all that. So, like, in previous relationships or in this relationship, how have you changed that? Because I never really did.
No,
which
not
could
really.
Be a testament to why the other relationships haven't worked. Also, I came to a realization yesterday.
Yeah.
You're my fourth relationship, and the number four is my favorite number and my lucky number, and that's why this relationship is so fucking fire.
Oh, okay.
It's the fourth relationship.
Get the fuck out.
That's right.
Well, if I don't count my high school boyfriends, then technically, yeah, you're my fourth relationship too.
Bullshit.
No, it is. Because I've had six boyfriends, and two of the boyfriends...
six is my second favorite number.
Well, bam!
Because it's so fluid when you draw it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, fluidness is, yeah. And you're dating a fluid person who is bisexual, who I guess, in quote, is nasty.
That was a stretch. But go ahead.
I was trying to be poetic about it.
Yeah, I can tell. Stick to the numbers.
Not in my previous relationships, but I think sometimes, not even relationships, but in my, I guess, friends with benefits, whatever, situationships. When you smash on the first date, I feel like
cheeks.
Sometimes that gets misconstrued as like you are moving too fast or you're being a hoe. when really, like, sometimes you may have the intention of, I really want to, like, be in a serious relationship with this person, but it can be quite frustrating when you're like, I just want to smash and just keep it moving, or like, I want to smash and I do want to see where this goes. And I feel like we're a living testimony when it comes to that. I feel like,
well, so, but does that then cause stress and anger? Like, when
it's a lot of stress,
because I guess not knowing, yeah, like not knowing what this, oh, I hate that fucking question. What are we? Nah, bitch, yeah, fuck that, like, nigga. That anxiety, we fucking, alone, that's what we doing. What you mean, what are we?
That anxiety alone is just too much, because you're trying to see what, you know, who's what, you know, where you place the ball in whose court.
I'm placing my balls inside you.
Yikes. And because you like the control of what you are, who you are to this person, it creates so much anxiety as to, like, where is this going?
Why do we have to know who we are and just where we stand? Just be fluid
with it. Just go with it.
We just gotta go with the flow and let me flow inside. Let my love, yes, flow inside you, my queen.
Okay.
And as I deepen, uh-huh, my...
Keep going. No. I'm loving this, and you're...
That, man, used to be me.
You're wild.
That used to be me.
What, you were the poetic...
The fuck boy spitting poems about sex, but not talking about sex.
And that's why the second time around for us is a lot better, because we've grown. That's what you call growth. Because...
I hated that shit, though.
I truly was a fuck girl. I don't know. What is the term for a fuck boy except for a girl? There you go.
Double dot.
A double dot. Yeah, I
would you like some body weight. Tater thoughts?
Yikes! And that's like one of my favorite things to eat when I'm depressed. Hush.
Wow.
Yep, that took a long, wrong turn. That for got that dark. One. Mm-hmm.
But no, back to well, because I want to go back to this
friends idea of like, sex,
well, no, this idea of like not knowing this, the insecurity and the unknown of like, I slept with you the first time, like for the first time, and now we're curious because, or we don't know what's happening. Yeah. We're lost and curious as to what the expectations of this relationship are.
Yeah.
And then you like think that, oh, maybe they're not gonna fuck with me because I'm a hoe. She don't think that I think she's some kind of hoe, some kind of hoe. And we, like get frustrated of how do we navigate that, or how do I open up that conversation? Because that is another space where in a relationship, or not in a relationship, right, in a situationship. Yeah, situationship. Yeah. You are like, shit, well, I don't know what to do.
Right.
Have you, in other relationships, have you had that experience? Or situationships, have you had that experience of like, I fucked, I hit, and now I'm just like in this looming darkness.
Yep.
And very did that, what, so, did that build like self-anger or like self-hatred or...
Yeah, I was angry at myself because I knew what I wanted, but the guy wanted something else.
And did the guy communicate that?
He did.
Like, that I only want, like, I'm only trying to fuck?
No. It was more so like, I enjoy spending time with you, and it was alluding to, I just like a friendship, and I like what this rotation we have going on. You come over, we have sex, and you... have a good day, and we send each other memes, but to say in a relationship.
Ooh, ain't niggas good for that? I'm, yeah, sorry, y'all. So... Listen, as a person who has transcended from being a fuckboy,
yeah,
and has now become a good, wholesome Christian.
Okay.
Well, a good, wholesome, God-fearing man.
There we go. There you go. Because you fear the Lord.
That's right. Okay. And has now, you know, recognized his strengths.
Living your truth.
And living in his living truth of your love truth, and passion bro. For the Lord and for the people around him. Mm-hmm. As a person who identifies as that, I gotta say, us niggas is good for that shit, bro. Yeah. Where we be like, nah, you know, I just really love what we got going here, and I don't want to confuse things.
Right, I don't want to confuse things.
You know, nah, I just really, why we got to put labels in this world? Ooh, we get I'm so triggered. Attached to labels.
Ooh, I'm triggered.
Is this triggering for people? This is probably triggering this shit for people. Yo, if I ever slept with you and you're listening to this, I apologize. Because I probably
said you can't say I apologize and laugh at the same time, babe. You gotta be serious.
No, no, I'm laughing. It's nervous laughter. It's because I know I've said this shit to people. Where I'd be like, but see, my thing is, I was always a person who, like, I blatantly said what I wanted. And so I, like, outright would say, I only want to have sex with you. That's it.
And I guess that's you putting the ball in their court, and that's really up to them as to how they move from that.
Now I'm out of balls in my court because I said, this is what we're doing, and if you try to do something else, then you got to go.
But I think as, like, you know, if you're in those situationships and you do get yourself in that, like, recognize that's what you want or that's what that person wants, but you also got to, like, make that choice to be like, no, like, either I want this or, yes, I'm agreeing to this. But you can't, like, agree to it, but in the back of your mind, like, oh, low-key, I don't want this. And I'm going to try to convince him, sis, boo, bro. You're not going to convince your partner, not even your partner, you're not going to convince the person that you're trying to get in a relationship with if that person's already expressed that they don't want to be in a relationship. Like, just come back to it. If anything, just come back to it.
And see, that's what, man, see, because
then. And that's just a learning experience from my end. And I'm not saying, like, no, oh, I'm like, I'm living in my truth because I feel like I have been bamboozled. I have been tricked into thinking, oh, I can change this person in their intentions with me. And 8 months later, I'm like, yo, we still in this fucking situation. And I'm still creeping out at night at 2, doing the walk of shame. Like, I look crazy as hell.
Thoughts be good for that. Being like, yo, I wholeheartedly told you what I wanted. And a thought be like, ooh, but I can fix it.
Yeah,
I
right.
can change your mind. No, let me tell you something.
Give me this broken man, sis, and I will change him.
Hey, I'm not broken. I wasn't broken. Calm that down.
Oh, no, but, not you.
I feel attacked. But listen, sis, let me tell you something. You can't change him, yo. If he want the puss-puss, he only gonna want the puss-puss. Don't be trying to front. Just because you got good puss-puss, don't mean you gonna change his mind.
Thank you.
That's not how that works.
The way the mind sets up, pointing at my head, and the way the other mind sets up down there, they don't coincide.
And you gotta be confident and comfortable in yourself, too, to be open to have those conversations.
Come on now.
And, like, I will admit, there were times where it's like, I know what I wanted, and, like, I would beat around the bush to get to that point to explain that to them of, like, no, I just want to have sex because I'm also an empath and I don't want to hurt people's feelings, but I'm also a sociopath and will shut myself off to all feelings. Yeah, that's right. Therapy's good, guys.
Yeah. In all areas.
And so, you know, you got to be comfortable in yourself to have those conversations. Like, when you're sleeping with the person, you should always be willing to discuss. Like, that shouldn't be a point of fear.
Mm-mm.
Because people do want to know where they stand, you know?
Yeah.
But also, you should be so confident in yourself that you don't give a fuck where you stand in other people's lives. Mm. Because their opinions should be irrelevant. You are utilizing a person for whatever gain you may possibly need.
Right.
And you should communicate what that is to that person. And if they don't reciprocate that, then cool, you keep it pushing.
Right.
But, like, we get so attached with how other people view us that it becomes a pain point, you know?
Yeah.
And that's where the self-hate, the like, inner anger kind of comes from.
Like, I know I could be doing better than this. Mm-hmm. I know I could be, not obsessing over this nigga. I know I can be. Like, but, you know, you get caught up.
Caught up. Got me feeling it, caught up. I'm losing control.
Thank
these herbs got a hold
babe,
on me.
No.
No.
That's for life. No.
No.
Stop. That's for life.
Well, Usher.
Stop. We're going to leave his gangrene gang alone, okay? Because we're not going to do that to him.
I mean.
No.
So I
no.
Can't,
but shut it down.
But Usher has.
Shut it.
Let sound. It burn.
Oh, you went there.
Yes, he went there. What are some of those things that, like, create frustration and anger in your current relationship then?
With your ass?
Hey, hold on. Because now you're getting too excited.
Okay, so.
Okay, hold on.
Wait, let me bring out my list.
Again,
let me adjust my glasses.
Simmer the fuck down.
So. I think the only thing that I find difficult or frustrating with you is, I am a homebody. I'm a hermit. I prefer to be in the house, you know, doing game night, especially because it's cold now. Like, I don't want to go nowhere, but your ass want to go everywhere. Oh, there's an event here. Oh, there's this. Oh, we got to support. We got to blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, but do we? But do we?
Yes, we do. There's so much world to experience. Why would you sit in the fucking house? You don't have to pay to go out to places.
It's because I paid so much for rent. You don't have
to pay to experience the world. Go see the world. What the fuck? You pay in rent so that you can have a safe haven, a place where you can reconnect with yourself.
Yeah, you're right.
But you also gotta reconnect with the world.
I get it. But it just be so damn cold outside.
Nigga, layers. What are you saying?
Anywhere. I love my bed. Every time I'm at work, all I think about is my bed. My bed is my safe haven. And I just want food all the time. Like, and then when we go out, then I'm forced to, like, you know, buy something, then I'm just like, why
you're
the fuck did I spend?
To do anything. You're
I
adult.
Am because I'm just like, oh, well, let me have a beverage. Oh, while I'm at it, let me grab a dog. Oh, add cheese to it, a hot dog.
Oh,
let me add some cheese. Yeah, let me get a little, and let me add some cheese or some mustard to it. Oh, it's 50 cents more. Add that bitch on there. Depending on what time of the month it is. If it's towards the end of the month, then I'm making a PBJ before I go out.
You know, my pet peeve is that you don't care about me enough to not eat the cheese because then you'd be tooting all over the world.
Oh, well, you know, that's a medical issue.
Listen,
Black people should not be eating or drinking no cow's milk, okay?
In every school, what they serve them kids for breakfast.
Exactly.
You get the chocolate milk, the regular milk, or the strawberry milk.
Exactly. And I would be that kid struggling, holding my stomach. Like, why? Just why?
Because niggas is trifling. Poop, and that's poop, my pet peeve about you.
Like, Rashad, she farted. No, I didn't. Shut up. Your mom doesn't
stop
love
talking
you.
About me.
Your mom doesn't. Why you do this? Yeah.
But so that's what irks you, that I'm always a busybody?
Yeah. And that's really pretty much about it. Like, I've understood our personality differences. You are an extrovert. I believe we both took the Myers-Briggs test, and I know for a fact I am INJP.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Oh, INPJ.
INDEPENDE.
Okay. That's enough. All I know, I don't know. I think it's IN. I just know it's an IN, which is like introvert and intuitive. So I am just like very centered with myself and just wanting to be to myself.
I think I'm the exact same, except instead of introvert, I'm extrovert.
Yes.
But I'm intuitive. I'm feeling. And what's the other one? Introvert, intuitive, feeling, and there's something else. Oh no, that's
it's
all
like,
four.
It's like perceiving and judging.
Oh yeah, and I'm yeah. perceiving. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm definitely a perceiver as well. Go.
No, I'm not a J. Yeah.
But you know,
because it's introvert, extrovert, intuitive, thinker, right?
Sure. We don't fact check on this.
No, it's thinker, judger, and then perceiver. All I know is that I am extremely introverted and you are extremely extroverted, and that is one of the things that it's not like it gets on my nerves, it just be like, why? But I get it too, because like we're both Cancers, we like to do things with people, we like to have a tribe, a crew to be with, and I love how you want to do things together all the time. And you know what? That's another pet peeve.
There we go.
What is it?
I'm ENFP. So it's extroverted or introverted, sensing or intuition,
yes, sensing.
Thinking and feeling, or judging and then judging and perceiving.
There you go.
And I'm an ENFP, yeah, motherfucker. And I think when I looked at like the comparisons of like famous like characters,
yeah,
I don't watch Harry Potter, but I was Dumbledore.
I couldn't watch Harry Potter because my mom said it was up the devil. You goddamn right.
That's hilarious.
I really hate watching the water boy. Yeah, I hate watching the water boy because I'm like, damn.
That's your life.
My family would say that.
Bobby Boucher. Hey, yo, I'm calling you that for now on.
So when I got to college, I lost my fucking mind.
When we introduce ourselves on the next episode of the podcast, you.
My name is Rashawn Adon, aka Bobby Boucher.
Rashawn Adon, aka Bobby Boucher. Hey, Kel. Oh, that's funny as shit. Oh, my God.
Oh, you're a dick.
Okay.
But also right on the
dick
money.
Dick is the devil, buddy. I'm about to clown you on the rest of this episode for that. I'm so happy that you said that. Thank you so much.
Shut up.
Shut up.
What about you? What's some pet peeves and frustrations you dealt with in our current relationship?
I told you, when you eat cheese and don't take your lactate pill, that's my fucking pet peeve. Because it's horrible. Especially when you be, when you be Sue-wooing out here, when you be bleeding out here.
Oh! Period farts are the worst.
The worst is not even, there's no word to describe it. It's horrible. It be, most of y'all men be like, I can't deal with her attitude when she on a period. Fuck the attitude. I don't care about
right,
that
I'm
shit.
Like, I feel I'll buy like you that's some like chocolate. Nothing to you.
I'll feed you. I'll make you some blueberry pancakes
yes.
and shut you
oh
the fuck up.
Oh my gosh, you spoiled
but
me
the
when
problem
I'm on
is,
cycle.
When you be toot, little engine that could in the face ass.
I feel like it's a slap in your face. You're like, I made you blueberry pancakes though. Like, are you going to fart in front of me?
And on me, like on my leg.
It's not on you. It's in your direction.
Nick. That's
also, side note, seriously, when your girl's on your cycle, like you should treat her like a sick person. You should give her all her favorite goodies. You should give her or put on her favorite movie or her favorite show. Like,
fuck
I
that.
Promise
you should just
you,
leave
like,
the house. That's what you should do.
That
just get
too,
the fuck out.
Honestly, because your absence may be what I needed as well. But honestly, just treat her like she is sick. And it's like, you know what? Do you need time? Do you need a movie? Do you need... Don't be like, fuck that shit, because we didn't ask for this.
You know what? Well, she shouldn't ate the apple. But, because the apple's red.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And y'all be Sue-wooing
out the wazoo. Are you blaming Eve for this?
Listen, we about to get canceled on this episode. Okay, gang shit, look, bitch. Look. Cancel me. What you gonna pull up from my past? You gonna pull up my old tweets? Hey, that's fine. Right. I've already said some ignorant shit. Who gonna stop me?
Who gonna stop me? Oh, also, so have you been seeing where they're like, I'm gonna tell my kids this was you know, blah, blah. They said when Morgan Freeman and Cicely Tyson, they were like, I'm gonna tell people this was Adam and Eve.
Stop! Yo, you know, God rest his soul. But you know who also just forever looked old?
No.
John Witherspoon. John no. Witherspoon always.
Rest in peace.
John, that's why I said God rest his soul. But John Witherspoon and Morgan Freeman were, yo, they like Yoda.
Yeah,
if y'all been
yes.
watching the joke, Yoda was 50 years old as a baby. That's
come
John
on.
Witherspoon
but
and
actually,
Morgan Freeman.
That shit.
They old as shit. But baby Yoda's so cute, and I might get a tattoo of him. But moving on.
We'll discuss more offline.
Back to the topic.
yeah.
So then now, how do you manage that when you're trying to build something with your significant other? So, like, we get angry at each other all the time.
Yeah.
For personal things or professional things.
Yeah.
But how do we, I guess, how do you, like, choose to draw a line? Because it's your choice. And well, it's our choice.
Right.
How do you though choose to draw a line between like I'm pissed off about something that was said on the podcast or the way that the podcast is being managed, and just our own personal lives, or if you're upset about me about something and that we still got to record, you know how like that? It just seems so difficult, and it makes me think of other podcasts where the people were friends first. You know,
yeah,
and then got into a business together because my, like,
there's yeah, you see so many stories of that.
Yeah, and my grandma's always like, yo, you don't do business with family until family's ready to do business.
Yeah,
and it's like you can't
even just the best of friends. I mean, you can think about like little brother or, you know, because like to see little brother come out with another album and you don't see Ninth Wonder on there, you're just kind of like, shit, like what. What could have they salvaged to make their or communicate to like make sure their relationship was on point?
Yeah, it just makes me wonder like how do you differentiate? How do you draw the line between personal and professional?
I guess I just do it like my mom, where she just be like, when we get in the car, I'm gonna wear that ass out. So it's like, you're not going to act up in public and I'm going to beat you in public. I'm just going to wear your ass out when we get home. So you have to like make that differentiation. Thank you. You gotta make that separation between business and personal. Stop poking my butt.
Don't. Hey yo, that's getting edited out.
Yep, because. Yep,
for the record, folks never mind. Hear that. I'm not even gonna give context.
Folks don't need to hear that.
Stop poking my butt.
Because you be playing my butt too much.
Stop saying things on the show.
Yeah, my buddy house.
Okay. Right,
my bad. But no, you do. You have to communicate that and just be like, you know what, when we finish here, we're gonna talk more. And the best example I have is when we were supposed to have like some sort of Friendsgiving to another friend's house. And we were mad at each other and we didn't want to bring that energy to the Friendsgiving. So we sat in the car and we just duked it out. Not fighting, but we were just like talking.
Nah, I whooped her ass, yo.
You were yelling it out, like just kind of like getting that out. Because honestly, like if we would have came into the Friendsgiving with that type of tension, like everybody would have felt it. So that would have been one, selfish on our part for not duking it out. And two, like that would have, you know, built up much more frustration in the long run, and then somebody would have blown up and it would have been a bigger argument, a much more bigger argument.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, that was
Friendsgiving.
That was last year, and we were like sitting in, we I'll just say it was out near Mount Airy, Germantown. And we were about to go into a friend's house. We were gonna fellowship with some food, and we sat in the car. And they were like, are you coming inside? I was like, no, we need to talk real quick. You remember that?
I do not.
Yeah. Because wow. you were like, let's go inside. I was like, no. I want to talk it out because I'm going to feel frustrated. And we're cancers. Like, we're petty. We're going to do some petty shit. And it's just like, oh, can you grab me the water? Elijah, would you grab the water? Because you don't do nothing in the house. So, like, you might as well just grab the water. I didn't want to bring that kind of energy to other people. That's selfish.
I feel like I'm also learning that, like, maybe I don't know much about the astrology shit, but maybe I don't show as a Cancer. Maybe I show as a Leo.
You're an asshole.
That's not true. But
I'm sorry, not you are an asshole. You can be an asshole.
But I, like, a lot of people be like, you're a Cancer? Like, one of our friends who actually was on the last episode, what was that, season 2, 23, mm-hmm. Curl Friends, our guest, Amber.
Yeah.
So it was like, I said I was Cancer. She was like, what?
Yeah.
You don't act like no Cancer. Mm-hmm. Granted, like, I don't think anybody all the time acts like
a Cancer all the time.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. Me, but I do. I wear my heart on my sleeves all the time.
But like, yeah, no, a lot of people keep telling me I show is something different. I got to do one of those like astrology, star, calendar, magic, witchery things.
I think too, it's just what you make out of your life. Like,
what you see is what you get.
We don't have the same upbringing, but we both were born in the same year, born 10 days apart, but we're vastly different. So it could always be your environment of where you grew up in.
The shit is hard. doing business with family or friends is always difficult.
Yeah.
because both parties need to be ready. You know, it comes back to like those small minute things in a relationship where you struggle about like the layout or logistics of how you run your house. That same thing comes into play when you're running a business or you're trying to manage something.
Yeah.
And so running a business with a significant other or running a business with just any person who you care about is always challenging because then it's like, well, damn, I ain't see that going like that. Yeah. How do I provide feedback without it's coming off as emotionally charged?
It's always going to be emotionally charged, especially when you're emotionally invested.
Well, yeah, anything you love and anything that you're creating, you're going to have a major, well, I would hope you would have a major emotional investment.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you navigate that? How do you get comfortable with just sharing or being willing to share in the creation, the culmination of something? And that shit's hard because it's both of your babies and you both have a vision for it.
Right.
Usually the vision is the exact same, but the route to get there can be different.
I think the best way to go about it is with any type of communication, the best way to go about it is face to face. Taking some time into it, like providing a PowerPoint, And just really showing, you know, you can actually see the person's body language, facial expressions. You can actually see what's going on versus like it being in an email or a text, like, why don't you do this more? Or can you do this more? If anything, you should reach out to the person via text or email, like, hey, can we meet in person? So that when you do meet in person, it just seems so genuine that you're like, okay, shit, I am fucking up, or shit, like, I need to do more X, Y, and Z. And I can tell because this person really put time and effort into it. I mean, nigga, if you present me with a PowerPoint as to how I could do better or where I'm fucking up at, like, you're really investing time into, like, this project, into this vision, and you want to include me. And I always feel like when, and it's just with any relationship, if you're not putting time to, like, tell me what's wrong with me or what I could do better, I just think back to, like, when I used to play basketball, if a coach is not invested, he don't give a shit about you and you're going to ride the bench. But if this coach is like riding your ass, like, you need to do this, like, let's do more. Let's do more of these scrimmages. Let's run more. Let's do more. Like, no, you know, you could be doing more. Let's use your left more. Let's, you know, it's like he's invested and he really wants you to do better. He wants you to do more. That tough love is really going to take you places, but you can't take it personally every time.
And something I say all the time is that not everything has to be said, you know. Everything cannot be a thing.
Yeah,
like, everything does not have to be a federal fucking case. Like, there's some shit that you can just let it go. It doesn't have to be a major deal all the fucking time. And you just got to be willing to, like, let shit go. Which is hard. That's very difficult. But, like, there's times where you just gotta be like, nah, like, why am I investing my energy into that? Do I really want to, like, especially when you're doing something with someone you live with, do we then want to create that energy in our space? Like, is that what we're trying to do? And most of the times, it's like, nah, I'm not trying to create that energy. So, let me just give that shit up. Let me give it away. Give it to God.
Yeah.
And so, it really is just about, one, choosing your battles. Which, you know,
that is hard as shit, because I want to argue about everything. Why you leave this little bit of ketchup in the fridge? You know better than to just replace it, okay? Why you leave this little bit? I wanted to make me a sandwich.
You put ketchup on your, what kind of sandwich are you putting?
Maybe like
on
a burger, a turkey. That's burger, disgusting. Whatever. But still, like,
is a hot dog a sandwich?
What is this? What is this? You know what? That's a good ass question.
If you put your dick in between two pieces of bread,
sir. Sir.
I'm sorry.
Go in the closet.
I'm going to edit that out too.
Go in the goddamn closet. Because you want time out.
Hey, son, cancel me, B. Cancel me, B. I'll give a fuck.
No, we not canceling you.
Nah, yo, because we're attached. I get clout.
We're attached. Oh, yeah, you right.
I get clout. Because then, like, if you have a whole conversation, I'll be twinding. I'll be trending on trending. Twitter.
Ooh, you want Twinkie.
I'll be trending on Twitter if I get canceled. And then everybody's going to be like, ooh, he important. And they're going to be like, ooh, we got to find out why he got canceled. So then they're going to listen to the episode. Ooh. And then Entangle Podcast going to be popping.
Be problematic.
We already popping, but we about to be the most popping and popping. We're problematic.
That's
you feel me?
That's what you got to take from it.
I spit
be
everywhere.
Be problematic.
I spit all
don't
over.
Don't be
the
agreeable
place.
To everything. Be problematic.
is what we're. That's right. Bring back the 1990s where I can say whatever I want with no repercussions.
First of all, we're not. Okay. There's certain things we can't say. Okay.
Yo, there'd be some shit that I go back and listen to and be like, yo, or no, what did we watch? We were watching Hey Arnold.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't remember the dude, but he was the Korean guy who lived in the house with Hey Arnold.
Yes.
And if you go back and listen to his voice.
Oh, yo.
He's like, oh, why are we eating like it is? And, like, I was like, dog, listening to watching the most recent episode, they changed that shit up real
quick.
Yeah,
because they're trying to be more politically correct.
Nickelodeon knew they was going to get canceled.
Yeah.
Because, yo.
Even the guy that was like, make me a sandwich.
Oh, like I don't know where he was from. But he's like, probably a smaller country in Europe.
Like Yugoslavian or something like that.
Yugoslavian? He could have been. Nah, I think he sounded
like. Or Ukrainian.
Oh, yeah. He might have been Ukrainian. Yeah. But, like, his accent, like, them shits were wrong.
Yeah.
That shit, even Disney Plus now.
Yeah.
With all the shit.
We're bringing back Dumbo. And
Dumbo had Jim Crow. What else did they have?
Also, a scene in
Pinocchio.
Yeah, Pinocchio.
Oh, no, not Pinocchio.
No, it was Pinocchio.
Was it Pinocchio?
Where they had the Indian tribe?
Yeah, I don't think Peter Pan. That's
Peter
what
Pan.
It was.
That's what Peter it was. Not Pan Pinocchio. The wrong P. Putta.
Putta. Had the fucking yeah, yo. This shit is bad. And then there was like way back in the day, they had all the older movies.
We are Siamese, oh, oh if you God. Please.
The cat, and he was playing the piano with chopsticks. What else? There was an old movie, like an older Disney movie, and it
was. We knew this though.
I know, but like. Bruh.
But the thing is, you know, people are bringing this up. It's like they just like love searching for old tweets and just being like, remember this?
That's why I'm saying cancel me, dog. Cancel me, baby.
But I feel like that's what's making Disney Plus so popping right now. It's just like, oh, because it's so problematic, or because it's so, you're bringing back all this old hurt, we got to buy it.
That's right. People love to soak in their old pain. But, yo, I mean, so... I think the key takeaways is don't make everything a fucking thing.
Yeah.
And just communicate. And when it comes to like anger, you got to find like, no, by no means does anyone have a solution to just be calm all the time and like cope with their anger.
Nope.
I definitely don't. No. I kind of just, I don't know what I do.
But like, we can't tell you how to do it because everybody is different.
Can't tell anybody how to cope.
Everybody's different.
Yeah. But you should go to therapy.
Yeah, therapy.
Definitely helps. You should have a hobby that kind of helps to release some of that stress, even though that's a temporary release because you got to be able to handle or be really like address why you're angry and forgive.
Yeah.
But that is like, I mean, it helps.
I think too, just like having three hobbies, honestly, where you're like being able to be creative, one that allows you to make money, and a hobby that you just thoroughly enjoy, you know,
and like
try to find full different ways.
On aggressive masturbation helps to relieve a lot of stress and anger. No, but actually,
no,
not that. Please don't do that. That might be painful, and then you'll end up in the ER. But
what
aggressive masturbation? Like,
oh yeah.
But you should. Something we talked about prior on the podcast is masturbate and speak out some of the things that you're looking for.
Absolutely.
Self-affirmations and speaking out loud the things you want while you masturbate shows so much like powerful energy and so much self-love. And if you think I'm crazy, try it.
Just try it.
DM us on...
No, don't DM us.
No. Like, just DM us and tell us on Entangled Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
See, let me get to the finish.
My bad.
I don't want no video.
I do apologize. That's why I was like, sir.
Finger fapping.
Because you know sometimes you get carried away. That's all.
I don't get carried away. You carry these nuts away.
See? What am I saying?
Okay. But if it works, I get like, what's the harm in trying? You probably masturbate like 2 times a day. This is you because you all trifling. If you listen to this podcast, you're probably a sick pervert.
Max.
So you might as well try it and just see what comes of it.
Right. Don't touch me.
Comes of it.
Why are your hands so clammy?
Comes of
Get your hands.
Comes of it.
Ah, your hands are really clammy.
Anyways.
Yes.
Are there any last words, Bobby Boucher?
No, I just... Shut up. Oh my gosh, I just noticed. Shut up. But no, just communicate when things get hectic. Because we do want to strive for a sense of community, a sense of tribe and crew. I just feel like trying to handle everything on your own. I just like met up with a girlfriend of mine I haven't seen since this past summer, and here it is, we're going into the winter, and she secluded herself specifically because she was just having a hard time dealing with like just navigating her own like adult life situations, work, family, school, what have you. Especially when you're like considering trying to go for a PhD, you're like, the fuck do I want to go for? And she removed herself, and it took for me to like constantly reach out until like I just stopped, and she finally reached out. And communicated that things were getting hectic. And I think when we dig deep and try to find help in so many different ways, life could be so much better. So stop trying to feel like things are better for yourself when you just do it by yourself, because we do need a sense of community. And that's, again, the reason for this podcast.
Real live, so it's the motherfucking Entangled Podcast. We're gonna read from motherfucking God Wears Durags 2 and other affirmations
you
from
can't
my Twitter
put that
feed
in the same
by Joel
sentence.
L. Daniels. Listen, duality read of the black man. The... Duality. Wow. Individuality.
Can't say motherfucking and say God in the same
immaculate
sentence,
conceptionally.
Oh my gosh.
Bars, bitch. Anyways. we're gonna read from God Wears Durags 2. When you need a lesson. Every single moment is a teachable one. Every encounter is an opportunity to offer grace, love, and mercy. Don't miss out. Now, not ever. Mm. Nigga, you want me to read that shit again?
Please. I was like, I actually...
I'm gonna put my sexy voice on. Ooh. The voice I call you at 12 a.m. at. When you need a lesson, every single moment is a teachable one. Mm. Every encounter is an opportunity to offer grace, love, and mercy. Don't miss out. Now. Not ever.
I like that. Mm. Who are you kissing at? Who the hell you kissing? You better be kissing at your mama.
Hey, nigga, it's the Entangled Podcast. Holla at us, bitch.
Bye.